Ich liebe den Wind in den Haaren.
Ich bin mehr der Innovationstyp.
Hol dir deinen Extra-Kick. Bei der bundesweiten Keno-Zusatzauslosung gibt es jetzt täglich ein Audi A3 Cabrio oder einen VW Golf GTE und täglich 100 mal 100 Euro in bar zu gewinnen. Keno. Überall bei Lotto und auf lotto-brandenburg.de.
Teilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Nähere Informationen unter lotto-brandenburg.de.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by Endzone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The damn Spartan. Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again! Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston.
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, Megan, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building.
My goodness, let's do this. Let's do this, guys.
Yes, sir.
It has been long overdue, folks. Welcome to Sports Kings After Dark. Mean Gene here, Sports Kings. Oh, SB Nation 1560. Let's go ahead and introduce Houston's newest weekend sports talk show. Starting over here to my left.
And yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
she
sir.
She looks better than all of us. One reason why we have her in the studio.
I mean,
I did not want to look at a bunch of ugly guys in the studio.
But this takes a while to put together. You guys wouldn't even understand that situation.
Say what you will. We are more than pleased to have Allie Kensington join us tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I've got to say, though, I think we're all friends here. So if you're out there listening, my friends call me Alicado, you know?
Like avocado?
Like avocado.
Okay.
Avocado. Yeah, so if things get a little bit heated,
okay,
you know, you might want to send me an avocado, you know, if it gets a little bit too heated in here, because my avocados are like coffee to other people. You know how people are.
I got you.
All those memes.
Okay.
And the IVs. Yeah.
Allie's bringing the smack, huh? She's a little feisty.
I like the way she's already giving you a reason why she's going to be mad later.
I like that, too. We saw that. Yeah, we saw that during the interviews, you know, for this show, when we were looking for the Sports Kings After Dark. So, yeah. Allie?
I had a few too many speeding tickets. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. We are.
Can we get rid of those, though, now that I'm on here? Can
what's
we
that? Get
my
rid
tickets.
Of what?
Oh, man.
We're sending those up. We're sending those up to the boss and see if he can take care of those. So, to your right, Allie, is David Ramon. David.
Hey, how's it going, y'all? Welcome, Houston. How's it going?
You ready for this?
Man, you know what? It's been a long time.
We were supposed to be on last week.
Yeah, right? And, you know, that eagerness was building up. And then, just you know, to the start of this week, it was just another week to put under the belt. But, you know, here we are.
Okay. We are here. And another member of this, four, five-headed monster? How many is
the bones
of us
of
anyway?
The production.
This guy to our right, he is on the other side of this thick glass window, and there's a reason for that. Our producer, Christopher Tamez.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio? My name is Chris Tamez. Here, you guys may have heard me somewhere else, but I'm here now with SB Nation Radio.
Yes.
You guys, 1560 AM.
Yes.
I'm here with Mean Gene.
Yes.
Alicado. I love avocados. You know what? They're really good for your heart. And we have the awesome Dave. What's going on, Dave?
What's the deal?
Yes, this is our producer, guys. We have everything we need right here.
We have everything here at SB Nation 1560. We're rolling now.
We are rolling, and we are sitting in the dark. The show is called Sports Kings After Dark.
We're actually here in the station.
I can't see a damn thing right now.
We're like
now.
Here in the station. We're like little guys over here.
Houston, weekend radio would never be the same, okay? I don't know what you have heard on weekends here in this town, but I guarantee you that Allie, David, Christopher, Meiji, we are going to bring you any and everything that has to do with Houston sports talk. You're going to hear it on this show every Saturday and Sunday. What do you got there, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, man, you know, you already know the first thing we're on dive in is already Rockets, but who in here feels that, you know, the Rockets not only, you know, even though they had a good year this year, they at some points of time, they just do what they do and just hurt your soul Sometimes
I'm too pissed off to even talk about the Rockets.
Sometimes they make you
right
cry.
Now.
Sometimes they make you do certain things that
why,
you don't want
to
do.
Why did you have to bring that up? You know how hurt I
thought
I am
we was
going right to
ease into this Rockets
right?
conversation.
Man, but you know what? It's just still on my mind, man. It's still on my mind. Even
Jesus.
Though it's just a couple days ago, but I mean, we can't look back, but we have to do
well,
it.
Well, since you brought it up, let's talk about it. I mean, it's out there, and oh my goodness, the Game 6 meltdown between the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. Oh my goodness.
I just hate to see the way it went, just because, you know, we had that hard start.
I think we all did, all of Houston and just everyone. I still can't even, no, I can't talk.
114-75, okay, I would have to give you that score again. I'm sorry. You know, they say when you are going through depression that talking about it helps.
It does.
You know, so Houston right now, let's just, you know what, everyone, if you can go and just sit on the couch, we are going to be your therapist right now. We're going to get Houston, you know, we're going to get everyone past this.
Tell me, how are you feeling?
Yes, we're going to get everybody through this, okay? 114-75, it was the ugliest game ever in Rockets history. And, you know, the first quarter, you know, I saw that the Spurs came out hot. They looked like they came to play.
And usually what happens, Gene, in the first quarter, that usually shows how the game's going to go. Usually when we push that fast pace, for example, game one, when you came out really fast tempo, we were pushing the ball a lot. We were getting the threes that we wanted to. Some of them weren't falling down, but at the same time, we had the momentum carrying us the whole time. Mm-hmm. So, but the transition from game one to two, and Pop decided not to let the guys in the off, you know, in the corner three, instead of crashing down whenever Harden drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the littlest things that happened, just that little change in their defense just pretty much just, you know, sold it up for the rest of the game, because until game four wasn't where they weren't getting another rhythm.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, Nene goes out. I mean, that really kind of crippled the Rockets in a sense. But nevertheless, though, you have the MVP. And we're going to talk a little bit later about James Harden specifically. But right now, just talking about the game six itself, adjustments could not be made, especially when the Spurs decided to just go big.
Oh yeah,
let's just go big and let's just pound them inside. There's nothing that the Rockets can do to
and
stop.
And you're asking Clint to not only set picks for everyone who's up top. You know, you're asking him to pick James and everyone who's running that point at the time, but also he has to run back and not just help out on the other side, but you have to guard, you know, either LaMarcus or Pau Gasol, which isn't an easy thing. You know, whenever you see LaMarcus Aldridge, you already know the kind of moves that he wants to do. He wants to pound the ball a little bit in the post, a little bit. Either he goes to the paint with the right hook, or he likes to come back with the mid-range. And you know what? Sometimes you do as much as you can with those mid-range shots, but you can't do nothing about it. We saw Ryan Anderson go at him a couple of times, and sometimes I couldn't
everything
be mad at him.
He kept falling.
I couldn't
be
mad at him.
You ever
sometimes.
Watch a basketball game and you just know that, oh, they're going to miss. And as soon as they miss, we're going to get a chance. Even when it was, what, 62-41 or something like that at the half maybe, and I'm like,
you
okay,
hope for it.
We maybe in the second half we get it going. What do you think about that, Adam?
You know, I've got to say, though, for the Spurs, that they played it smart. I mean, they didn't go for the players that you think they would go for. Take Clint Capella, for instance. You think that they would guard him, but they didn't.
You definitely have to find the ways to cheat a little bit. That's why. So, for example, what they're thinking is, all right, we know Clint's going to, you know, come up, set a pick. But if Clint gets the ball up top, he's not shooting it. So let's just worry about Clint when he's diving down and James Harden is diving down. So that's one aspect. But then, like I said, whenever you those guys in the corner three, well, usually you have James, you have Clint, pick and roll. But you also have three other guys that are standing around the three-point arc waiting for that pass just in case James decides to. But what happens when you take all three of those away from him and you're making James play at the rim? You're making him go into trees that don't really need a jump in order to alter his shot. Mm-hmm. But just make that shot difficult. And that right there, that was the whole game buster right there, because it made him uncomfortable and made him do passes he didn't want to pass. And then, honestly, it translated into game six. Whenever you saw him melt down, he passing up shots that he can easily take. There's guys who are 5 or 6 feet in front of him, but instead he's trying to force a pass that, you know, he might not would have done in game four or three.
Well, I mean, let's not underestimate Greg Popovich and what he can do. You know, even when these guys, when it looked like, you know, the Spurs were not going to recover from losing Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard. I mean, what a gutsy call to say, hey, we're not going to, you know, when I saw it first thing Thursday morning, Kawhi might play.
Yeah. I thought we had it, you know. Right. I thought we had it in the bag. I mean, just like everyone else.
You got
else
two,
in Houston.
Two starters missing. And if you're Houston, you got to be licking your chops saying, okay, we at home. Mm-hmm. We got this. There's a way that we can win this game. But no, I mean, Greg Popovich had these guys playing one game at a time. And look what happened.
There's never no hangover when it comes to the Spurs. You know, before, we may have saw that before. For example, Spurs played the Heat and Ray Allen hit that three in the corner. Stuff like that you rarely see. You don't see the Spurs come down to that. But even when their backs against the wall, which it really wasn't, the whole time they definitely still had control of the series at each time, even though with Parker coming out. When as a Rocket fan, you see that and you're like, yes, that's one less person we have to worry about. But, you know, then the whole thing with Kawhi, which is the silent assassin, I say this year was maybe the first year he started using his superstarness to maybe get those calls and maybe get away with that travel that he does off that pivot foot, those little things that he does, man.
Little things you notice.
But you know what? He has become a star, and he is now being able to put that on people. Yeah. The only time I've seen this man talk is when he goes to talk to referee because he disagreed on
the call. More shocked with LaMarcus Aldridge, who I have said is a sometimey player. Sometimes this guy shows up, sometimes he doesn't. 34 points in 35 minutes of play. I say he showed up in game six.
And you know what? He's done that since he's been with Portland, since he was at Texas. When he was at Texas, he was definitely hurt his freshman year, sophomore year came out, and he was unstoppable at the post until he played Big Baby Davis and Tyrese Thompson at LSU, and Big Baby did not let him post up. He made him uncomfortable. He beat him up. He roughhoused him pretty much and made him shoot those uncomfortable fadeaways that usually drop. But sometimes when you're beating somebody up like that, which the Rockets did for a couple games, they took away his baseline, his right baseline side, because they know he likes you getting on that right block. He likes charging right, putting his elbow down. Maybe at the times you can cause that charge. He likes that right hook. He likes reversing it. Mm-hmm. You know, left layup.
He's a predictable player.
He is.
But when you don't have all your forces in there, you lose Nene. I mean, it really did hurt.
And that's what it was too.
You're not able to use Ryan Anderson like you would normally use a five spot player. So, I mean, all you got is Capella, right?
I mean, as for the series, yes. And it's hard to say that, you know, you can't wrap your fingers around it, but I understand what goes on. Sam Dekker got his, surgery on his hand. Mm-hmm. Montrez, he had a migraine, I think, one of the games before the playoffs start. Mm-hmm. But you wish that, you know, playing all those minutes the whole season, getting them prepared for this moment, they didn't let them have that moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way the games fall sometimes. And that's why when you have that mishap like that, losing a Nene, that's why Greg Popovich is the coach that he is. That's why the Spurs have won so many championships. And that's why, you know, you can never count out a team that is well coached. And that's something no one has talked about yet. I've been listening to a lot of stuff here since Thursday. No one has called out Coach Mike D'Antoni, who has had a little history of choking and not getting his teams over the hump.
And did you see that picture that was posted on social media, mostly Twitter? But, you know, there's the coach sitting there.
Oh, he's flipping the board. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's something we probably, you know, talk about later on in the show. But, I mean, I'm not ready to let Mike D'Antoni off the hook, too, because when it just came down to coaching, and it came down to, I think that Popovich had the upper hand. We all know that. And I think Popovich just did a better job of prepping his players and taking advantage of the moment, going big when he needed to. But still, you don't get beat by 39 points at home in a game that you could have won. You forced an overtime on the road, which was remarkable. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that was huge.
But also those little things that get you to overtime, sometimes they can come back and haunt you a little bit. And I think I saw the Spurs for the first time kind of use those tricks. For example, we see Patty Mills when he's coming out, when he's getting screened. Oh, he's going to flail. He's going to throw his arms up. He's going to do everything to cause that attention to himself. And that's something James, I mean, they didn't allow James to get to the free throw line, which was incredible. They didn't reach. They just kept their hands up. They just did what they were supposed to do, what people should have been doing all season. And look what happened.
Yeah, we're going to get into James Harden a little bit later after the break. But I tell you what, though, there were other players that could step up too. Lou Williams, who I know he's a spark plug coming off the bench. He, you know, he's been used in those positions. I just think anyone could have stepped up. I mean, when you see your star not getting it done, someone had to step up. I think Trevor Ariza tried to do his best, but it didn't happen. So,
and you know what? I give props to Eric Gordon. He didn't have the season. Oh, he actually had the season that people didn't think he was going to have.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's someone that definitely should have done it, too.
Okay, I tell you what, folks. We will be right back. You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark here on SB Nation Radio 1560 AM.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, Megan, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
And we are back once again, folks. You are listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation Radio, 1560 AM, me, Gene, Allie, David, Christopher Tamez, our producer. Welcome to our show, Houston. And if you just joined us, we are your newest and your only live, I believe, sports talk on Houston, in Houston. That's happening right now, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, live from the studios. This is not live.
We are live.
This is live.
Live. SB Nation Radio.
This is live.
I hope you guys are having a great time here. I know I'm having a great time for my first day. Kind of risky stuff over here, kind of shaky over here, but I'm gonna make you guys sound very good.
Yeah, you're doing a good job back there.
I'm trying to pilot this ship into awesomeness, and right now we're hitting a little bit of turbulence.
Okay, all right, Captain.
Chris,
Captain Chris. So anyway, it's Sports Kings After Dark, and if you are driving around out there on the, what is it, the 69, the 59, the 59. 10, the 16?
I have a really big conflict with changing 59 to 69 because it's really confusing when the people do this, you know, the traffic reports in the mornings,
yeah,
and I have no idea what they're talking about.
It doesn't matter. It's still traffic. You ain't going anywhere regardless of what freeway you're on in this town. Am I right?
I'm just saying there should be a memo about that.
I mean, I'm paying a toll to be traffic.
I've never seen toll roads with traffic. What the
right?
hell?
Yeah, and sometimes the toll roads are worse than taking the feeder roads.
What are you paying for? Can you get a refund? Can you, like,
wave at your
take
neighbor?
A picture of all the cars in front of you and
I get around here. I just roll down the window. If I'm going to stop, start talking to the guy next to me in the car.
You know what?
You like talking to strangers, Allie, don't you?
Yeah. Oh.
No.
She likes taking chicken from people.
It did not happen like that, guys. It did not happen like that.
With a little bit of avocado.
It's 10:18, and I sure would like to have some baked chicken right about now.
Ooh.
You know what? Doing this show at night now, we have to realize our, you know, eating habits change now. We are actually working. This is what they call the... It's late night shift almost.
Whataburger is 24 hours. I'm just saying that right now.
It is 24. And the Subway shop will probably be closed by the time we get off the air, right? So what the hell? I didn't plan for this.
Actually, there's a Subway that's 24 hours not too far from here. So I'll meet you guys there.
A 24-hour Subway?
Hashtag eat fresh.
Oh. All right. Subway's not paying us to say.
Can we
just say that sandwich shop until they give us some damn money?
That sandwich shop.
Okay, we're not going to. Okay.
With the delicious sandwich.
All right. So, anyway, before the break, we were talking about the Rockets meltdown and game six. So, hey, it's over with. The season is done. And, you know, pretty soon the NBA draft will be here. And there is still NBA playoffs to talk about. We'll get into that a little bit later. Also later on in the show, folks, we're going to be talking about the Houston, Texas rookie minicamp, which started a couple of days ago. We're going to talk about who's going to be our quarterback of the future. It's going to be Tom Savage. Brandon, I've been smoking too much Wheaton, or Deshaun Watson. David, we're going to get into that AFC South mini predictions, kind of see what it looks like. I know it's early. People get excited around here to talk about football It's May, over 90 days away before the season starts.
You know what, Gene? Just like what we heard earlier, there's already spreads on it. So, I mean.
I know. How the hell can you have a spread?
We don't know. Games we don't know what that line's going to look like. We don't know what quarterback's
going to look
like. You can
lose your money now if you want to. That's fine. And also, later on in the show, we're going to talk about the remarkable. Now, this is what's great about living in a metropolitan city where you have one successful team. And yes, we are proud of our Houston Rockets. But now it's all about the Astros. Okay? And later on in the show, we're going to talk about the remarkable season that the Astros are having. And we get into that. And, of course, the big doubleheader game tomorrow.
Yeah, and let me just say, if you're going to get on the Astros bandwagon, please get on now.
You got to get on now?
Yeah.
Now?
I don't want it to be like last year. Where everyone just waited. They started selling out of all the Stroh shirts, all the seats. Yeah.
Okay. Also, go whenever they have specials. I mean, when they have Dollar Hot Dog Night or, you know, something like that. Okay. It would be a nice way to introduce yourself.
Did
and
you
engage
have Dollar Hot Dog Nights? Really?
They do.
Nothing at that stadium costs a dollar.
Maybe.
You sure it ain't $2 hot dog nights?
You know, maybe it was $3.50. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm getting a little hangry here, you guys.
$7 hot dog. Regular. Okay. So anyway.
You're hungry.
Let's talk about, because the Rockets' performance was so horrible. But let's just talk about James Harden for a minute, because let's talk about James. We want to make sure that James Harden is okay. James Harden is taking a lot of static from people all over the country, the media folks here. I've heard a lot of hateful things. I've heard comments from everybody, including strippers. So what's going on here?
Well, I just give it to him that the one crowd that he got to be on his back were people in the club, though, and that's pretty hard to do. I have to say, they're chanting. Oh no! I mean, TMZ. That's all I know. But for people to be chanting MVP at the club, yeah.
According to TMZ, and they just seem to be everywhere these days. If you're an athlete, that's why it's good not to be famous, because we can do anything we want to do.
Oh, exactly.
Nobody cares.
Well, speaking for yourself.
excuse me, Allie.
What about this?
Anyway, so James Harden has a horrible game, 10 points, does not perform like an MVP. And I do recall that James Harden had a hell of a season. And I think what he did in the season should not be discounted. But this is a society of what have you done for me lately? You guys know that, right?
Eddie.
And I got to ask you guys, do you think it was appropriate for James Harden to go to a nightclub and party after the performance that, you know, he displayed Thursday night with the Rockets?
I mean, honestly, you know, there's the saying, you know, work hard, play hard. But when you're getting paid that much and you have such a fan base, it's a bad PR move, in my opinion. I mean, and you have social media. Of course, it's going to get out there. I'm surprised there weren't more fans hating at the club. I mean, maybe because it's a club and everyone's getting turned up in there.
It was lit.
Yeah, it was getting lit in there. From what I saw at TMZ, it was getting pretty lit. And it was a strip club. I mean, there's dollar bills being thrown around. I just think that it's a bad PR move. It's just a bad move altogether.
But here's the thing with me, though. Like, I'm already the fun police. Like, I hate having fun. I hate the clubs. I hate public. Sometimes you got to drag me out. But at the same time, I realize for every one of me, there's an opposite of me. There's someone that...
Bitter much?
there's someone that is dragging the people out to the club. And, you know, I'm not saying he's that person, but some people cope with things differently. And I kind of had to grow with this a little bit that, you know, he's a grown man. And he knew what he was getting into. He knew that whenever he was, you know, dressed up in that Gucci sweater, giving his, you know, last remarks on the season and everything, that right after he was going to go handle his business elsewhere. And, I mean, that's how some people handle that.
And, I mean, if you're telling me that people were chanting MVP, and yes, these are Houston fans, so apparently, you know, all is forgiven because, hey, wow, we just seen James Harden, and maybe they...
Hey, but I'm speaking for the other half, though, okay?
Oh, no
and
doubt.
He should have been going hard on that court instead of hard in the paint, okay?
I hear you. I hear you,
Ella.
It's definitely...
I mean, hey, I hear you. I think, you know, people sort of show their, you know, frustration in different ways He's a young guy. You know, he's going to go to the clubs. He's going to party. And now, going to the club, maybe, but going to the strip joint after the club,
I think that's traditional.
Is that what it is now?
I think that's traditional.
He got paid off.
Okay.
I think usually you go to the club and club lets out at 2, but so you go to the after hour, and where's the after hour? No, wherever the party's at.
So is that what Ari Kelly talks about, Whitney? The after party and the after
in the hotel lobby.
That was then. That was after.
So, you know? Hey, it's all good. So I guess, and I know Chris just yelled in our ear, we got a break coming up here. So perhaps we'll save this conversation for after the break, because now the conversation is the MVP. Because I just said that the MVP is based on what you did during the season. So he's up against Russell Westbrook. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's going to make for some good conversation. We got time to talk about it now, Chris? I guess we don't. You just answered my question, okay? All right, so we won't talk about that right now. So, folks, you're listening to the Sports Kings After Dark, SB Nation Radio 1560 AM. Mean Gene, Chris, Allie, David. What? We'll be right back after the break.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, Megan, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Yes, indeed. Very superstitious. I think that's probably what happened to those Rockets on Thursday night. Folks, you are listening to Sports Kings After Dark, SB Nation 1560 AM. Mean Gene, Allie, David, Christopher, Tamez, our producer, and we are your weekend sports talk live here in Houston. Every weekend, folks, make sure you join us. I don't care. You know, you don't even have to be driving in your cars no more. Mm-mm. You can just sit down in front of your computer, hit that, what is it, that listen button? Listen live button, oh, yeah. SB Nation Radio.
Listen live, come on. It's radio.
You know what the hell I'm trying to say, okay?
It's radio.
Help me out, okay, guys?
Yeah, come on.
All right. They told me this would happen when I work with
the internet. What is that?
You know. All right. So anyway, you hit that button, and you hear us every weekend. We're here tomorrow night. We're here tonight. We're going to be here next week, the week after that, every freaking weekend, okay? We're going to be here talking sports. And mainly Houston sports right here. So
Houston sports, yes.
Houston sports.
Yes, sir.
James Harden, back to this topic here of James Harden and those fans that were hanging out with him at this nightclub chanting MVP. They certainly wasn't chanting that Thursday night after his 10-point performance. So I will ask you guys, does James Harden deserve to win the MVP this year?
Oh. I mean, it was just one game. I mean, and that doesn't make an entire season of great plays. I mean, I'm for him. The only thing I guess about the other night, I have to say, for Harden's sake, I'm thinking it's the Kardashian curse.
How dare you put that on somebody?
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're going a different direction here.
I mean, that is true, though. It's actually 100% proven fact. Unless you're, you know, a musician, it works out for you. But an athlete, no.
Athletes, yeah.
Yeah, 0% shooting from the field.
So you think Lamar Odom was cheering against James Harden?
Of course.
I think so?
Yeah. You know what? There has to be some type of animosity between that.
What about that other?
Tristan Thompson, yeah, the one he's currently with, you know? Oh. So. Wow! So that may be one.
They might be able to start their all NBA team here if they keep this. Now, who's the other one? That the Jeffries?
Humphries.
Humphries.
Yeah,
Chris,
there you go.
Chris Humphries. Yes.
Yeah.
So the Kardashians get around, huh?
What are you trying to say, Gene?
Well, I'm just saying they. No, it's not just limited to basketball players.
They know the right people, though, don't they?
Yeah. Wouldn't it Reggie Bush and
that's a person.
Who's the other football player? Miles Austin?
Oh, Miles. I forgot about that.
You forgot, didn't you?
Wow. Cowboy stuff, that's
right. Yeah. You know what? I think they should probably talk about this at the rookie symposium.
About who? Oh.
You think they talked about that at Texans rookie minicamp? Because they talk about
you definitely got to talk about
financials. They talk about
who to date, not to date.
They should stay away from the Kardashians.
Oh, they got to tell you.
You think that comes up?
They got to prep you how on what social media is, how to talk. Oh,
but the
man,
Kardashians is what I want to know.
Yeah, that's the chapter.
Do they come up? And is that a separate?
I think
and
you
who
can
gives
put that
speech
you can,
though.
You can put that in the category. Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Of course, Reggie Bush gets that speech.
I mean, Hermet was.
I think coming out Hermet was like, at least to listen.
Don't get on Twitter. Don't get on Facebook and stay away from the Kardashians.
Yeah, actually, if Herm told me that, I'm listening to Herm straight up.
All right, so James Harden, MVP or not, David, what's your take?
You know what? It hurts me because knowing that the people who have a vote on this, you're not going to know what to do. Because you look at two other guys. You have Russ, who, just because he was on a team that wasn't on point with everyone else, superstar team, but you think about the baggage he was carrying. Of course, KD leaves. He's in that mess. People are always asking him questions to entice him to say things certain ways and, you know, try to get something out of him. And he's going to always have the provocative dressing and all that. But either way, you still can't take away nothing that he's done this whole year, man. Like, he's I can honestly say when I watch him, he leaves his heart on the court every night. There's no case where if he's screaming at someone, it's all out of passion. It's all about making the team better. You see him blaming himself for a lot of things, and he's going to do all that for you. But you watch Kawhi play. He's probably not the loudest guy on the court.
Right, right.
But at the same time, he leads silently. He's learned from the best. He's still being taught. And whenever he's on the court, the things that he does on both sides. And I'm not taking away nothing from Russ, but when you look at Kawhi and they're going to put Kawhi on the best offensive player, that's something that you go for. That's something that you feed off. Whenever MJ was with those teams and he was getting second team, first team all defenses, I mean, that's something that you kind of look for in a player. Someone who's going to strike fear, not just offensively, but if someone's bringing the ball up the court and they see that Kawhi has to guard him, oh, man, that strikes a whole certain type of fear.
Yeah.
So, I honestly, I'm going to have to say, I don't even know why I was saying this. I'm going to have to say Kawhi at the moment.
Done.
You would give Kawhi the MVP?
No.
But the only reason why...
He's not even one of the choices.
Man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there? Yes.
I thought this was a two-man race here between
but you know what?
James Harden
he's
and
the oddball out.
Russell
just like,
Westbrook.
Just like LeBron, like, everyone's leaving LeBron out. But whenever you look at LeBron's
work... I think
LeBron
earned his and got his now.
But
I mean...
At the same time, just look how he's running the East, though. And you know what? It's hard to say whenever the East is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this man is leading in minutes and knowing that his age. I mean, look how much time he's worn off. So
okay.
He's still out there every night. Yeah, some games he makes look easy and
right.
He embarrasses people.
Right.
But, I mean, he's got to earn that. He's earned that already.
Okay, look here. I mean, I have watched, you know, both of these players, Westbrook, and I just, to me, it's a two-man race right now. And this is just Mean Gene's two-man race here. I understand, hey, we're in Houston. You know, what James Harden was asked to do this year, you get a new coach, you change your position, and the results that he produced, he should definitely be mentioned in it.
But both of those did work in his favor. It's like you're setting him up for it to be that prestigious.
I think in time you might see this work out a little bit better. I mean, you know, I tell you what, I don't think this guy's not going to be judged on what happened Thursday night. It happens to some of the great people.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not an athlete, guys, and I'll tell you what. This is, you know, I've met so many NBA players, so many baseball players and football players. I really admire what they do.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
amount of energy.
It's a grind.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. If Harden is out there listening right now and I'm talking all this smack a little bit, you know, I got to say, I hope they don't pull up my history of basketball. The coach
James,
walked
her
me.
Name is Allie.
No. The coach walked me out on the first day.
That's the stats.
You play basketball, Allie?
I tried.
Yeah?
Let's just say one. All it took was
you, Chris?
One day.
Did,
I mean, you guys bring up great points. Basketball, football, they work hard for their money. But we can't leave out the little guy. We can't leave out sports entertainment. We can't leave out wrestling in the WWE.
I knew it was coming.
He was going to plug it in.
I knew it was coming.
We can't leave out those guys.
We can't leave out the Hulk.
I mean, brother, let me tell you what's going on.
They pull double work because they act and they're entertainers.
Our producer is such a WWF.
WWE.
I'm sorry.
If you're listening.
Shows how old I am. I still put the F in there.
WCW.
All right. I won't say what the F stands for. The WWE. Okay. WWE. I mean, Chris, we would dedicate an entire... I can't say an entire show.
No, Houston, not an entire show.
Houston will shut us down.
5 minutes. Five minutes is all I ask for wrestling.
When is the next big WWE event?
Wrestling recap. Oh, the next event is next Sunday. It's called WWE Payback.
Payback. I haven't even heard of that.
Next Sunday night?
Not Payback. It's Backlash. I'm sorry. I'm a week behind.
Okay, so next, so we'll talk about it. You got to educate us.
We can do it. I can do it.
They have their own network now.
We don't even know.
They're making movies now.
They're making, yeah.
Yeah, all I know is The Rock and John Cena.
Gene,
and,
come on, you guys need to
call. Oh, come on, you know Harlem Heat, Gene? Harlem Heat?
That's not even relevant anymore.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I need wrestling guy. Wrestling. 7-1, I don't know the number, but call them for wrestling. If you want to support wrestling, go to Twitter, SportsKings.
Can we get back to the MVP?
All right.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
Wrestling is better.
So here's the deal. So anyway, so you James Harden go through this whole, you know, transformation of changing coach and this whole changing the position and this and that. I tell you what though, that he to put the Rockets in the position that they were in. Mike D'Antoni comes in, he does a good job, even though you know his record for games, you know, in the postseason is not all that great. But I still cannot take what Russell Westbrook did. You know, and say that is not noteworthy. I mean, to average a triple-double for the entire season, I'm not taking anything away from James Harden. I mean, I just think Russell Westbrook is probably going to get it. And it has nothing to do with the Rockets postseason.
Do they take account of how James not only changed his game, but also elevated everyone else's game?
Because that's clearly what he did. And the fact that it's going to be a two-man race, and it might be a close vote. I tell you what he did is definitely it's getting a lot of people's attention. Although we say that it's for the season, the regular season, but it somehow always has something to do with what you've done lately. And I hope that people, you know, it was good that those people chanted at the clubs the other night, MVP.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think they get the big picture. They get it, hey, man, you had a bad night. Dog, we still got you. I think that's what they, you know.
And when James Harden's lit, everybody's lit. I mean, that's just fact.
And I think the strippers said, We got you, James. So, interesting stuff. So anyway, James, hey, if you're out there, man, you know, hey, let's get it together. We'll come back next year. We'll do it again. And So what do you guys think about the fact? Because, you know, by now, would we have known who the MVP would have been? The NBA has changed this now. Yeah. They are doing something similar to what the NFL does. It's called the NBA. It's like the NFL does the honors. So right before the Super Bowl, they tell all the MVPs, all the top awards in the NFL. The NBA is going to do something like that. June 26th is going to be hosted by Drake. You know, it's the same Drake that Kevin Durant said, I don't give a damn about no damn Drake.
You know that? I agree.
You remember that? So Drake is going to host this. And we will find out that night who's going to be the MVP.
And you know what? I'm glad they're at least pulling out of the stops for it. Because you know what? And the reason why I vote Kawhi is because I can't really put my finger on either Russ or James. So it's a real hard thing for me. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who wins everything else. Like, Gordon has a very good chance to win the Sixth Man of the Year. Yeah, I mean, he's coming off the bench. He was real strong. I mean, there's a lot to look forward.
Okay, so we will keep you posted on that. So meanwhile, there's still NBA action going on. We know for a fact that over in the East, which is, you know, those folks are asleep right now, but they are getting ready for Game 7 tomorrow between the Celtics and the Wizards. Unlike the Rockets, the Wizards survive a game 6. It didn't look like they were. It looked like Boston was going to take that game. Big shot. And I was watching how they were comparing. You know, because John Wall was having a bad night last night, right?
9 for 25.
And all of a sudden he showed up. He looked like he was going through those James Harden woes, but come you know, with the big shot and the Wizards win, and they force a game 7. Now this game goes back to Boston, where I do think Boston would probably win.
Really?
I mean, I do.
I just can't put it on my finger just yet, because I do like Boston. Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he's definitely making it known that little people can survive in the NBA. And that's not a myth. This is happening in front of our eyes.
That's the way Allie looked at you when you said little people.
But, I mean, it's true, because a lot of people can, you know, they probably don't think they can make it. I mean, he's out there showing out, busting his teeth out, and still playing in the game. I mean, I think right now Boston is just a young team, young coach that's just coming up as well. Avery Bradley actually has been playing very well, too. Someone else to feed off of. And now Horford as well.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I think it's about that time. We will come back, finish up the Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. You are listening to Sports Kings After the Dark. What the hell am I saying? Sports Kings After Dark. Allie, me, Gene, David, Christopher, right here on SB Nation 1560.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, Megan, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
All right, folks. Once again, we are back. Sports Kings After Dark. Me, Gene, Allie, David, Christopher. Hey, I like that Soul Man you took us out to on that. That was pretty cool.
Of course. I mean, come on. I know what's going on.
Yeah, that was.
I'm still surprised it wasn't something from WWE.
Soon, Allie. Soon.
Oh.
Okay. Soon.
Can you smell?
Was it right?
Okay. All right. All right.
Don't
Houston.
Even get me started.
Don't touch your radio, folks. Every weekend, we are going to be talking about something.
Yeah. And it's live.
It's not live.
It's pre-recorded, you guys.
It is not pre-recorded. And
I just proved it's not pre-recorded. Boom, I just did that.
You did? Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3. No, it's not pre-recorded. Like, is this thing on? Okay. Anyway, so game 7. So I stand corrected. So game 7 is actually... Monday.
I thought so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so game 7 is Monday. It's a Monday night special.
Yeah.
Game 1 between the Spurs and Golden State.
Early game.
Will take place tomorrow at 2:30 on ABC. So, let's kind of talk about that one then. Monday's so far away. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do still have to give my prediction. You know, between Boston. Yeah, I didn't get to tell. I'm going with you, Gene. I'm going with you, and I'm going with Boston.
You're going with Boston?
I'm going with Boston because if you look at both teams, they've had the home advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celtics not going to lose at home on a...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Neither the Celtics
David disagrees,
or,
though.
Yeah, but neither the Celtics or the Wizards.
Well, I mean, let's just...
One on the road.
Let's just go with the glamour pick. I mean, do you want to see Cleveland just rout?
It doesn't matter.
Washington?
Does it really matter, though? Does it really matter? Because, honestly, what's going to happen?
Cleveland's going to beat the brakes off Washington.
But Celtics as well? You think it's going to be that much difference?
I think we want to see the Isaiah Thomas, LeBron James matchup, maybe. I mean.
The only thing I
you
got,
you got to have a headline. I mean, John Wall, LeBron sounds good. I mean, that. I just, Washington, really?
You know what? I totally agree because when we look at the East, I mean, look at what we have already. So we kind of already knew it was going to be one-sided just a little bit. I mean, there's a couple of teams like maybe Chicago would have been an okay to see, but, you know, they just weren't it this year.
Boston, you knew that once Boston got past Chicago, they were not going to lose.
Oh, was it? They had definitely.
I mean, Chicago had they had their hands around their throat, and you know, for some reason they just you know Rondo gets hurt and blah blah blah, and you know the, how that happens. But no, Boston. Even though I hate the Celtics, okay, I mean I really do.
Hey,
I mean I don't like the Celtics. I mean, because I kind of like the Lakers. Come on.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
So you can't like the Lakers and the Celtics, okay? But, no, but I do respect the fact that what this team has done. Danny Ainge is a genius.
Yeah.
I think going out and hiring, is it Brad Stevens? Hiring this guy. I mean, they got a good team. And, they, and the Celtics, unlike the Lakers, who are down for the count for a while, the Celtics are back.
Yeah. But you know what? I have to say that when we saw the Lakers, I mean, the last past, what, can we say at least 4 or 5 years, how it's kind of has been a this crazy show going on over there. There's people in and out.
Yeah, the owner, you know, the Jenny Buss, the family business is the sisters and the brothers. It's a good old sibling, rivalry going on. The father passed away and left the team to the son, and the son said, well, you know, if I don't get the team right, then I'm going to walk away and give it to the sister. Now the sister's got the team, and he's fighting. He wants it back.
But
and
you know what? As of right now, she is doing the best job as everybody else.
But it's just a big mess out there.
It's because she doesn't have the Kardashian group. And they live nearby.
They don't live far.
She has good PR people. That's what it is.
I like the Kardashians, Allie. Quit talking about the Kardashians.
You like them?
They're fun to look at.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, as long as you're not in a relationship.
Oh,
with them,
no.
You're okay.
No.
Well, I mean, so what the hell were we talking about again?
Celtics, Lakers.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so the Celtics are back. So Monday night they will play to break the 3-3 tie at the TD Garden arena in Boston. And you can catch that game on TNT, 7 o'clock start time. I just think, first of all, the Wizards are a competitive team. They are now a legitimate threat in the East. It's not Toronto anymore. I think the Wizards are going to be, even when they get beat Monday night, they are still going to be a legitimate threat moving forward.
I see that. And you know why? Because I think a lot has to do with Toronto's maybe demise after this season. I mean, we don't know what's going to really happen, but they're definitely a team that always get talked about. They go pretty far in the playoffs or get highly, do well in the season. And then
Canada. I mean,
is that why?
Yeah,
the air?
I'm sorry, though. I have nothing against Canada. And, I mean, but it's in Canada.
That's true.
It's in Canada.
But
imagine if, you know, if Toronto goes to an NBA final. I mean, I understand. If we're talking hockey, different story.
Yeah.
But we're talking NBA basketball, right?
But you know what? I think they do a good job of trying to get the people out there. Because think about the whole We Are the North little thing that they got going on and everything. And, you know, they have parties.
Themselves.
They got parties in the streets and stuff. Yeah. And mostly, yeah, everyone's, you know, on the wave of Drake and stuff like that. I really don't care about it. But at the same time, what I applaud them at is getting their people all on board on it. Those games
they
are
really
packed.
They do.
And now a lot of prospects are coming out of Canada.
I haven't connected Canada and NBA yet. It's
hard, but you know what? Just like how a lot of people are not connecting other countries, like the international game, and look at all the people coming in. Like I said, a lot of people from Canada come up there, come down here for college.
What I do like from Canada is Crown Royal.
Oh, nice.
They make the best.
I can't disagree.
Yes. Okay, so yes,
it. I'm just thinking maple syrup over here.
That you like a Crown maple?
With some... Yeah.
What?
But mix those two together.
But no doubt. That's
like pouring Crown Royal over your pancake.
Yeah, it's really syrupy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wait a minute.
To get it in.
So, the Crown Royal maple, I don't like
But
that
you know
one.
What?
You
the green apple.
You like the apple?
The green apple is pretty good. You don't even have to mix
that's
that with
too
anything.
Too sweet.
But I mean, it goes. But that's how they get you. Like,
what about
you drink it and you think, oh, it's all fun. It's all it's good. You
what
know,
I
it's
like
going
is
good.
The Crown Royal XO, which I don't make enough money to afford that.
Welcome.
That
I haven't had that
what
one yet.
What are you doing drinking that, Gene?
The XO only. You know, when I get a bonus, I can go out and buy that.
Welcome to Drunk Kings After Dark.
Well, it is after dark.
Yeah, liquor connoisseurs after dark.
That's another thing about doing this late show. You realize every liquor store is closed in Texas by the time we get off the air.
And on Sundays, oh, they kill us.
Do we, BY?
Welcome to Sports Kings After Dark. My name is Chris DeMaggio.
What's up, Chris? Okay, so anyway, hey, guys, I know we got a couple of more minutes before the top of the hour, but let's talk about San Antonio now. I know, Houston, we're going to have to get over it. We are still in the state of Texas. We still have a horse in this race. I mean, I don't think all of Houston is going to just jump on the Spurs bandwagon. But at some point in time, we still have to, you know, because this state is so big and we got three NBA teams. So in order to get to the NBA Finals, you got to come through the state of Texas. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
So now we have game one between the Spurs and the Warriors. So before this game starts, guys, we have to pick this series. We have to. Because by the time we come back on the air tomorrow, it's going to be too late to jump on any wagon. So we're going to go ladies first here. We got a couple of minutes
ladies
here.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Or the lady first.
You know.
Is that pressure? Is that pressure for you to pick between the Golden State Warriors and the Rockets?
It's hard because I want to stay true to my Texas team.
Okay, well then just pick the damn Spurs then.
I've got to go with the Spurs. I've got to. I've got to jump on that bandwagon. Okay,
well, I think...
I'm already on the...
People will understand, okay? You know, this is, what, 200 miles down Interstate 10 going... What is it, going west?
Yeah, I-10.
Okay, all right.
To Dallas.
I'll tell you guys about the time I thought I was driving to San Antonio and I was in...
Austin.
Baton Rouge.
No way. Okay. See, okay, that's some. Are you serious? You lying.
No, I did cross the Louisiana state. I didn't know. I was heading east, and I thought I was going to...
Wow.
Yeah.
So I mean, did you stay there, though? Did
might
you?
As well go on to Lake Charles and get a little bit.
Did you?
No, I eventually came back and had to make that long journey back.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah, didn't know what
that has to be
going.
One. I'll be so mad.
Where does the 610 end? It just turns into
I-10?
Something.
I-10 or 610? 610. Oh, 610 is a circle.
It's a circle.
Yes, 610 is a circle.
Okay, oh, guys now. Who never ask for directions. What were we talking about here?
Oh, my God.
But I-10, I don't know.
I-10 is different from 610.
610 is a circle.
Yeah, 610 is a circle. I-10 is from West Coast to East Coast.
Yeah, it's LA,
I don't know about the
LA
10. I used to live in Los Angeles,
okay,
and
yeah,
I lived
so
in
good, yeah.
Florida. But I don't know how I thought the 610 would lead me to the 10.
No, that's kind
it
of
does.
Big
it can. It does. Oh.
It can.
Yeah, I can.
Depends
on
where you get off on the circle.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Depending on what spot of the circle you're on.
Oh, my God.
And which circle. We got like three circles now.
I like how they have the street, the interstate names on the highway.
Circle, God.
So... It's not like when you're supposed to like just stop, hit your brakes, and make sure you're on the right freeway.
Oh, man. Is and that... you know what? I hate the way they sneak up on you sometimes, especially at night.
I'm
you
supposed to be on the 10.
Yep.
I got to get all the way over to the right.
Yep. And then the next exit ain't until like 3 miles down.
I think people
something.
Can tell I really don't live in Houston, but I drive from Dallas, Interstate 45. We are very familiar with Interstate 45. But I'm learning Houston. Spent a lot of time here. Over the last couple of years doing stuff on the network, SB Nation Radio Network. So I should know this city a whole lot better than I do. So, all right, I know we got a little bit of time here. We're going to the top of the hour. But when we come back, we still have to finish picking our Western Conference Finals. We'll do that when we come back. So you are listening to Sports Kings After Dark with Christopher Tomaz, DJ.
DJ.
And David and Allie, Mean Gene. We'll be right back after the break.